Well, women's college basketball last night. Northern Iowa held off Iowa State down the stretch to win that in-state battle 57-53 at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls last evening. The Panthers led by 9 with just under 7 minutes left. Iowa State would get within 2 on 2 different occasions in the final minute, but they couldn't get the game evened up. Kennedy Kirkpatrick and Ellie Howell scored 17 points each to lead UNI. Taylor Hagan scored 11 points, while Megan Moss had 8 points and 13 rebounds. Bridget Carlton led Iowa State with 18 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. In men's college hoops, top-ranked Duke and number 4 Kansas were the winners in the Champions Classic in Chicago. Grayson Allen scored a career-high 37 points, and freshman Trayvon Duvall added 17 with 10 assists in the Blue Devils' 88-81 win against number 2 Michigan State. Allen made 5 three-pointers and scored 21 points in the second half to help make up for the absence of freshman phenom Marvin Bagley III, who suffered an eye injury before intermission. In the second game last night, it was the Jayhawks, a 65-61 winner over 7th-ranked Kentucky. Also in top 25 action last night, Michael Bridges scored a career-high 23 points and furnished 4 of Villanova's team record 13 block shots and a 113-77 laugher against Nicholls State. Also last night, number 17 Gonzaga pounded Howard 106-69. Center Isaac Haas scored 22 points, and number 19 Purdue dominated underneath the basket in an 86-71 win at Marquette. 3 UCLA basketball players detained in China on suspicion of shoplifting have returned to Los Angeles. Freshmen LiAngelo Ball, Jalen Hill, and Cody Riley were held up in Hangzhou for questioning following allegations of shoplifting last week before the 23rd-ranked Bruins played Georgia Tech in their season-opening game in Shanghai. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott said Tuesday the matter has been resolved to the satisfaction of the Chinese authorities. Scott thanked President Donald Trump, the White House, and the State Department for their efforts in helping to resolve that matter. There was no immediate word on the trio's status for the team's home opener Wednesday night against Central Arkansas. Also in college basketball news, Georgia Tech star Josh Okogie will serve a 6-game suspension, while teammate Tadrick Jackson has to sit out 3 games for accepting benefits in violation of NCAA rules. The school turned itself into the NCAA last month, saying an internal investigation showed Jackson and Okogie received apparel, meals, and transportation valued between $525 and $750 from a person who was not a booster or a school employee. Braxton Beverly is now eligible to play for the North Carolina State men's basketball team after the NCAA reconsidered its original ruling. Beverly was initially ruled ineligible after taking 2 summer courses at Ohio State. He sought a waiver of the 1-year undergraduate transfer rule when he enrolled at North Carolina State after the Buckeyes made a coaching change. Purdue coach Jeff Brohm has been known as an offensive guru, but Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says it's improvement on defense that's made the Boilermakers competitive in his first season as coach. Purdue brings a 4-6 record into Saturday's game at Kinnick Stadium.
To me, that is the biggest story when you look at them and look at the improvement that they've made. And they do catch your eye offensively. They move the ball really well. They're wide open, very creative. And, you got to defend a million things when you play against these guys based on what we've seen. And I'm sure there's more to come. That's 10 weeks exposure. To me, the real story is their defensive improvement.
After giving up 38 points a game a year ago, the Boilers have trimmed that to just 19 this season. After rolling up 55 points 2 weeks ago against Ohio State, the Iowa offense was smothered by Wisconsin. Ferentz says the Hawkeyes are just not talented enough to overcome mistakes and missed assignments.
Offense is a little bit more intricate. And, a guy can blow something on defense, and if he's not at the point of attack, nobody may ever know. But pretty much everybody on offense, impacts each other. So that's a challenge, and we've shown that we're capable, and now I think the big challenge is, can we show consistency?
This will be the final game in Kinnick Stadium for Iowa's seniors, and that includes the linebacker trio of Josie Jewell, Ben Neiman, and Bo Bauer. Coming out of high school, those 3 players had a total of 2 major offers, both from the Hawkeyes.
And I think the moral of the story is, whether it's football or anything, pretty much, people, when given opportunity, they can do anything if they really set their mind to it and they're totally committed. You talk about those linebackers, that's the story of all 3 of those guys. They're all very serious about what they do, totally committed, not only for themselves, but for the entire team and for all the right reasons.
Jewell will end his career as Iowa's first 3-time captain.
It's not like he campaigned for it. That was Josie being Josie. There's nothing about him that's, rah-rah or look at me, that type of stuff. But it just goes back to when he came here as a freshman and was getting beat up on the scout team. Just the way he operated, there was a seriousness to him, a focus and a hardness that really helps guys become a better football player.
You can hear more from Coach Ferentz tonight. Hawk Talk at 6:30 this evening here on KJAN, and we'll have that Iowa-Purdue game Saturday afternoon for you here on the radio. Well, the biggest question surrounding Iowa cornerback Josh Jackson entering the 2017 season was whether he could live up to the lofty standards set by his predecessors. The biggest question now is whether Jackson will leave for the NFL. Jackson, a 6'1", 192-pound junior, sidestepped questions about his future on Tuesday, preferring to focus instead on a season that continues Saturday when the Hawkeyes host Purdue. Alabama has replaced Georgia as the number one team in the college football playoff rankings. The 10-0 Crimson Tide took the top spot in their win over Mississippi State and the Bulldogs' 23-point loss to Auburn last weekend. Clemson is second, with Miami and Oklahoma joining the Tigers and the Crimson Tide among the top four for the first time. Wisconsin was fifth, and Auburn climbed to sixth. Georgia dropped to seventh. Notre Dame slipped from third to eighth following its blowout loss to the Hurricanes. With an eye on the FCS playoffs, the Northern Iowa Panthers closed the regular season at home against Indiana State on Saturday. The Panthers are 6-4 overall, and they're tied for second in the Missouri Valley Conference race, and they'll host a Sycamore squad that is 0-10.
They've struggled in areas, as we all know, by the record, but when you look at some of the games they've played and when you're watching the scores into the third quarter, you know, they're right there with a lot of these people. So I think they're a good football team that's in a very good conference, and so it's hard to measure what you're up against because of the people that they've been playing are top quality teams.
That's Panther coach Mark Farley, who says Indiana State has played well against some of the top teams in the Valley. The Panthers have felt like they've been in a must-win situation for several weeks, and Farley says this one is no different.
That same demeanor is approached for this football game, because that still hasn't changed. It doesn't matter who you play, you're still in a situation that you need to play well this weekend to get another weekend. So that's what we're trying to do, and that's the approach we'll take.
Panthers facing off against the Sycamores on Saturday. In NFL news, quarterback Drew Stanton's knee injury could clear the way for Blaine Gabbert to make his debut for the Arizona Cardinals Sunday against the Texans in Houston. Stanton sprained a knee early in Thursday's 22-16 loss to Seattle, but managed to stay in the game. He started two games since Carson Palmer was lost for the season with a broken left arm. Well, the Baseball Writers Association of America has announced the winners for the American and National League Managers of the Year. The Minnesota Twins' one-year turnaround has led Paul Molitor to be named the AL Manager of the Year. The Twins went 85-77 this past season, earning their first playoff spot since 2010 after losing 103 games in 2016. Molitor received 18 of 30 first-place votes. Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona received 11 first-place votes to finish second in the balloting, one spot ahead of Houston's A.J. Hinch. Torey Lovullo is the National League Manager of the Year after guiding the Arizona Diamondbacks to a 93-69 record and a wildcard berth in his first year at the helm. Lovullo received 18 of 30 first-place votes and 111 points in voting by the Baseball Writers Association of America. Dave Roberts of the pennant-winning Los Angeles Dodgers was second, while Colorado's Bud Black was third. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.